Let's hear more now from Chris Dorsey. Dorsey served in Iraq, had his own problems with PTSD, and then made headlines a couple years ago when he posted a video taken at the VA community-based outpatient clinic in Oakwood, Georgia. You'll hear a person working at the center in 2015 denying service to Dorsey.
The VA is not accepting any new patients.
Not this clinic.
After that video was released, the VA issued a statement saying the response to Dorsey's need for care was unacceptable and would not be tolerated in the future. Here to talk more is Chris Dorsey. He joins us from Athens. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
So I want to start with your story. Although it's been a number of years, let's at least give someone an introduction to what you have been through, because you have said that it was your dog that saved your life. Why do you say that?
You know, after I returned from Iraq, I started having some issues, and what I know now, it was post-traumatic stress. I actually got out of the military for severe post-traumatic stress and started seeing the VA in 2005. My issues rocked on, a lot of medication they gave me, to the point where I was done with the medication. All I wanted to do was have a counselor I could talk to, and that's what I was doing in 2015 when I recorded that video. 2009 was my low point. I was, you know, felt like I was the only person in the world, just a little tiny speck of dust in the universe that no one cared about. Going, you know, had failed relationships, going through a custody battle for my son, and you know, I had my pistol in my mouth on my bathroom floor, and my dog, both of them, busted down the door, and I couldn't do it in front of my dog. So they saved my life that night. You know, but why I'm here today is to talk about, you know, the VA issues. And the fact is, it's almost been 2 years since I put that video out, and I got to see a VA counselor between 10 and 12 times before she actually resigned because of the fiasco with my situation. So now, 2 years after the fact, I'm in the same boat, not receiving any mental health treatment from the VA. And I had to create my own organization and healing farm to fill that void that the VA left, not just for myself, but for my other brothers and sisters out there.
Now, the Warrior Farms, you have two groups, actually. You just mentioned the farms, which is an area in Dahlonega, Georgia. What's the purpose of the Warrior Farms?
Warrior Farms is North Georgia's first veteran healing farm. We're using agriculture as a therapeutic and educational tool. You know, I found it very therapeutic to go out and put my energy into plants and animals and watch them grow. You know, it's kind of hard to have a bad day when you have baby animals running around. But, you know, farming and agriculture is a lot like combat. You have to adapt and overcome to weather, to pests. You never know what you're going to face. And that is how it relates to what we dealt with in the combat zone. So Warrior Farms is a place where veterans can come. We have barbecues, or we're about to have barbecues there. We have different events that we're going to schedule this year, different educational classes to get veterans involved in agriculture. We're working with several universities to actually offer an educational program that these guys or girls can come to the farm, take classes through these universities, and that not only would that give them a certificate in agriculture or farm management, but it will also qualify them for USDA grants where they can go out anywhere in the country and start their own farm, giving them the means to provide for their families and always having us in the background for support. So it's kind of a multifaceted place. You know, we're using we call it agrotherapy. We're using music therapy. We've got some organizations we're working with equine therapy, as well as service dogs. So we're using a multiple approach to help these guys and to help myself. This is, you know, I'm not immune to any of these things.
We're speaking with Iraq War veteran Chris Dorsey. He oversees two veteran support groups in Georgia, Warrior Farms and Warrior Overwatch. And Warrior Overwatch, it brings me to this question of why do you believe that veterans are the best counselors for other veterans, as opposed to someone who, say, went to school for 5 to 10 years for counseling and therapy? Why is a veteran an effective counselor?
Experience and trust. You know, when we get out of the military, we left ultimate trust. That person to our right or left of us, no matter of their race, their sex, their religion, that was our brother and sister. We were willing to die for them and they for us. When we get out in the civilian world, that trust rarely exists. So we're constantly searching for that. And when we have another veteran that is out there in a, you know, mental health field, we can relate to them. You know, not only do they have the educational background, but that experience. They've been through whatever it was. If they went through combat, if they went into the military in general, we have that connection. So we're more likely to open up. Veterans have this huge sense of pride, and a lot of times that is a deadly thing. We don't ask for help. We hold it back. We seclude ourselves. And if we're willing to drop that pride and call these crisis lines, then having someone that we can relate to and that we can trust is essential.
So what do you think has been most effective for you? I mean, it sounds as though you went through a number of different kinds of treatments, pharmaceutical and otherwise, to treat PTSD. Which was the most effective?
You know, counseling and the agriculture part has been most effective for me. You know, the counseling is key to helping me realize some of the self-destructive behaviors that I've had. But then the agriculture part helps me deal with those, helps me, you know, relax. And I have a farm that's kind of a safe place. I don't have to worry about, you know, the outside world. I can go get lost on the farm and, you know, not think about the traumatic experiences. So it helps me cope. And with all the other things that we're getting into, you know, like I said, the equine therapy, the service dogs, all those are just add on top of each other as coping mechanisms.
I know that you have seen some of the really tragic statistics on veteran suicide, that we've lost more veterans to suicide than to combat death in Iraq and Afghanistan, that the numbers have gone up in by double digits, over 30% in some cases. How do we stop that? Is that something, do you think, that the VA could handle if it were functioning at ideal rates, or is that something that requires more than just the VA?
I think it requires something more than the VA. I think the VA is set up to handle it, but the way that it's been ran for years and years, it's not just a new thing. It happened after Vietnam. Those guys are still suffering the repercussions of that, and it's just rolled along until the current situation. You know, they're very well equipped to handle the situation, but getting the proper management to do so is an uphill task, to say the least, especially now, because you have all these veterans that have had that negative contact with the VA. So that trust issue with them is a huge barrier to overcome. You know, if the new secretary really wanted to do something, he would drop the hammer and start, you know, making some actual changes and do something to build that trust back. You know, right now it's a daunting task, but that's what has to happen. As far as the other side of that, the VA is an institutionalized system. So you have to kind of think outside the box. You know, there's lots of other programs, agricultural programs, equine programs. You know, every veteran, I say, you know, every veteran doesn't like the same flavor. So what works for me may not work for that next veteran, but what we're doing at the farm and with the Warrior Overwatch is, you know, agriculture might not be your thing. You come hang out with us on the farm, have a good time, eat some good food, and we'll find what your thing is, and we'll get you there. So it's all about that camaraderie, that brotherhood, and that trust.
Iraq War veteran Chris Dorsey oversees two veteran support groups here in Georgia, Warrior Farms and Warrior Overwatch. Chris, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We would love to hear from veterans out there. If you are a veteran, tell us about that experience, the transition from soldier life to civilian life. You can call us at 404-500-9457. Find us on Facebook or Twitter.